Pickaxe.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort, meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today. That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient. Comfortable.
Hello.
Hello.
Lewis, I'm not well. I think I might have swine flus. I ate some corned beef yesterday, and I
Stop.
Think I caught it from that.
Stop. We'll start at the beginning.
In the beginning, there was the Word, and the Word was God. And God made the yog pod on the seventh day. Instead of resting on a Sunday, he took the time to record a yog pod. I am God. That's what I'm saying. I'm God. Hi.
Hello. I'm Zephos.
You're like Jesus.
I'm listening. I'm sitting at the right hand of our Lord. You're listening to the yog pod.
You're sitting on my right hand, and I'm gently fingering your anus. So I think I might have swine flu, Lewis. I'm not very well.
What do you mean?
I haven't been very well, and I think I might have caught the swine flu pandemic.
What are the symptoms of swine flu?
You don't feel well, and you start squealing like a pig.
Right.
The thing is, right, it's called swine flu, so you would think, okay, someone was working with pigs, the pigs were a bit ill, the flu virus jumped from the pig to the person, and he started infecting other people. But that's not actually what happened at all.
Mm-hmm.
Because it has nothing to do with pigs at all. A pig has never had swine flu. So why it's called swine flu, I have no fucking idea.
Right. So, is this like the new bird flu? What's it going to be next? Cat flu?
Cat flu.
Penguin
Very
flu?
Very dangerous.
Oh man, I'm feeling a bit ill. I think I've caught flamingo flu. Well anyway, that's a bit of an odd start, but probably won't use any of that.
What?
First off, right, we haven't mentioned Tina Barrett for a while, and we probably should do.
Oh,
just
surely
check
that's
what...
a good thing.
To check how our... Well, I was thinking about, you know, harnessing the power of our listeners, blah, blah, blah. Getting them to, like, do stuff on the internet.
Stalk Tina Barrett.
Well...
Like, scrawl graffiti on her front door saying, Yog Pod rules.
That would be amazing. If you could do that, that would be brilliant, but...
I'm sure that's illegal, and you shouldn't, like, incite people to do illegal activities.
Sorry. Okay, don't do that, but it would be amazing. If you didn't do that, don't do that.
No! You can't do that! No! No!
What? What? I'm not condoning it. Don't do it. Because
don't
it
do
would
it,
be
but
so
if you do,
great.
If you do, it would be really cool. No!
Yeah.
No!
Anyway, so people managed to post on her MySpace, which was pretty cool. We enjoyed that, didn't we?
We did, yes. I gained a lot of enjoyment from this.
One of the other things we were talking about was that I like entered a Blizzard-y competition to win a Frostmourne sword, and we were discussing what we were gonna, what possibly you would do with a replica Frostmourne if you had one.
Yeah, we recorded all of that audio and then you lost it.
Yeah, yeah. So, I mean, my idea was pretty much just to bury it in a local field and have, like, an old man find it with his metal detector and then like video that and put it on the internet. And Honeydew's idea was to like have it in his, what was it? Have it in the top drawer of your desk and use it as like a
letter opener. Yeah.
Brilliant. That was all we could think of.
We didn't come up with very good ideas, did we?
Maybe our listeners have better ideas and they can, you know, send them in. What would you do with a replica Frostmourne
email,
if you had one?
Email Zephos, lewis@hotmail.com.
I'm going to have to delete that.
oh, God.
Contact us through our YouTube page. That's the best way to do it. Send me a message on YouTube.
Yogpod@yogpod.com.
I don't know whether
if
that
only
would work.
We had.
No, I don't
probably
think
not
work.
Because we don't have that as an email address.
Just send us a message through the YouTube page if you can think of it.
Send us a message through Tina Barrett's MySpace or her front door, stalked in your own feces.
God. Oh my God. Don't do that. Especially don't. No, really don't do that.
Can you imagine that? If I has Frostmourne smeared in shit on a door.
God. Oh my God. Lord. I think we need to start again. Okay, we've done the warm-up. Let's stay off of all things that are disgusting from now on. Stop. Stop. Just stop. I'm stopping the recording.
Okay.
Hello, and welcome to Yogscast.
Hello, and welcome to the Yog.
Hello.
I'm Zephos.
And I'm Honeydew.
Hi.
Hi. How you doing?
Should we be called Lewis and Simon instead?
Well, I don't know. You started it. You said I'm Zephos, when that isn't actually your name. You know, you're lying to our loyal listener for creating this.
Well, I don't know whether I'm as much lying as... I don't like the name Lewis. I'm not a big fan of it, so I tend not to use it.
What name do you, you know, do you prefer to use?
Well, I don't know. Maybe I should change my name. What else could I have? I wouldn't have something as weird as Zephos, obviously. That's a little bit too...
Well, you could do to help promote the Yogpod by Deepole. You could change your name legally to Zephos Yogpod.
Wow. I mean, that would be pretty unique.
Mr. Yogpod.
Hello, Mr. Yogpod. It would be like... Oh, it would be awful, though. You'd get, like, letters through the mail, like, Dear Mr. Yogpod... You know, your interest rate on your bank account has gone down to 1.1%. It'd be like, oh.
So...
You'd have to sign. It's like, you know, so please sign here, Mr. Yogpod, on your council
don't
tax.
Don't you think that already, though, for Lewis? You know, oh, Mr. Lewis. Oh, no, not Lewis. Oh, awful. Oh.
The fact is that I'm always going to be Lewis, regardless of whatever happens, you know, because even, like, famous people who change their names, like Elton John and people like this, and Bono, everyone knows their real names. And they go, oh, yeah, he's really called, like...
What is Bono's name? You don't know, do you? You're like, everybody knows. Everybody knows Bono's name.
I do know, I do. I'm just going to cut that out. I'm just going to cut that pause out. I do know.
Bullshit.
His name's Paul David Houston.
Of course.
Paul David Houston.
It is.
Paul Houston. And Elton John's not his real name either.
Reginald Dwight.
Yeah, I knew that.
So you need like a stage name.
This is one of the ones that I, you know, if I obviously ever write novels and stuff, I
Max
will change
Power.
It to something a bit more catchy.
So what would you change your name to if you...
I don't know.
...became successful?
But a lot of authors are obviously changed to something, aren't they? Like,
Dave Fuckface.
Part of the problem is that there's a very, very famous sci-fi writer with a very, very similar surname to me. Why can't I say my surname? I suppose I could, but people would like...
Yeah, people would find out where you live. And they would smear shit on your front door. I heart Yogpod. Okay, apparently the deed poll offices are in Freeborn's Court, Witham, Essex. I'm sure that's just up the road from you.
Oh, it probably is, yeah.
You don't need to talk to a solicitor or anything. Apparently you can do it online, by phone, by post, or by going to the offices in person. It says you need to show it to all government departments, companies and organisations that hold your personal records, instructing them to change your name. You can also apply for a new passport, driving licence, checkbook, credit cards, etc.
Do you see what I mean? It's such a lot of hassle, isn't it?
Yeah, but I think you'd have a really cool name.
Like what? Zephos Yogpod? I didn't even like the name Yogpod to begin with.
What? Damn. I came up with that. You're saying you don't like it? It's a bit late now, isn't it? It's done like 7 of the fucking things. Okay, you've got to have one forename and one surname, at least. It has to be pronounceable. You can't just have a random jumble of letters. It can't be vulgar, offensive, blasphemous, or unsuitable. I'm not sure what unsuitable quite means.
I guess it can't be like exclamation mark, colon, like at symbol, inverted commas, exclamation mark.
Dave. Yeah,
you can't have that.
Dave, exclamation mark. That would be my name.
That would be your first name. Wow.
No, my first name would be Dave, and my surname would be exclamation hyphen mark. So my full name would be Dave exclamation mark. Well, Dave!
Oh, I see. It would be like a double barrel surname.
Yeah. You have to shout your name because it's Dave exclamation mark. Call me Dave! And what if it was like, what if you change your name to Dave question mark?
Dave? Every time anyone called you for anything, they'd have to use like that little sort of up sound at the end. Like, if imagine they were calling you for dinner or something. Dave, it's your dinner.
Dave.
Imagine we need to think of a situation where you're not asking him a question. Like,
Hello, Dave.
Yeah, see, I mean, it turns everything into a question, but it's not inappropriate at any time. We need to, like, make it sound
What if there's a question mark at the end of the sentence, so you're saying, are you all right, Dave? Does the question mark cancel out the question mark in your name, like two negatives make a positive? So would it be, hello, Dave?
No, it wouldn't.
No. Hello, Dave?
A good example of this.
Are you all right, Dave?
Imagine your friend Dave.
Dave?
You said to like, we're going round to Dave's house later. Do you want to come?
It's even weirder if it's something like, have you seen Dave recently? Confuse people about when the sentence actually ends. Apparently you can't use a title in your name, so your first name can't be Lord.
So I guess can you call yourself something like Dave of, like, wherever he's from?
Dave of Devon.
Well, that would have another question mark on it. What if you put a question mark on the Dave and the of and the Devon?
Dave of Devon? The thing is, Dave is Lord of Devon, and he has changed the name of Devon by deed poll to Devon?
So what, if every time anyone was sending a letter to someone who lived in Devon, they'd have to put a question mark on the end of the word Devon?
Yes. Oh my god. Fun names. Some people like the idea of having what we call a fun name. We have issued deed polls for fun names such as Jellyfish McSavaloy, Toasted Tea Cake, 1968, Hong Kong Fooey, Daddy Fantastic, 118 Taxi, Tingling,
oh my God.
Huggy Bear, Donald Duck, Jojo Magic Space Monkey, and James Bond.
James Bond.
And Dave? This is so weird.
It's very shrill when you say Dave, by the way.
The most unusual name was probably Daniel Westfallen. Okay, that was his original name, right? 27-year-old from Hornchurch, Essex, who changed his name legally to Happy Adjustable Spanners.
Is adjustable the middle name?
Yes. Mr. Spanners.
Happy Spanners.
Happy Spanners. That's such a nice name, isn't it?
That's a good name. That's such a good name.
Maybe you should change your name to something like that.
I bet he was like a really big sort of 6.5 foot tall man with, like, you know, slightly sort of closely cut hair on his sort of, you know, quite pale head. You know, quite a big fat man with a big round face, and he worked in a garage. People were like, all right, I'm Happy Spanners. How's it going?
The ability to apply to change one's name from a computer or mobile phone at any time appears to have contributed indirectly to some of the more exotic name changes, despite the £33 charge. That's all it is, £33. Entom the Haymaker, Hayward, you like to come back to mine, 19, a student from Leicestershire.
Sorry, what's his name?
Entom the Haymaker, Hayward, you like to come back to mine.
Wow. Hayward, you like to come back to mine. Wow.
Apparently his name was Tom Hayward, hence the Hayward, you like to come back to mine. He is broadly happy with his changed circumstances, though it has led to at least one awkward encounter with the police after his house was robbed. The WPC gave me a strange look when I signed my name, he said. Happy Adjustable Spanners, 27. Oh, God.
I want to hear what he has to say.
He doesn't actually say anything. It just says that's... Oh, he changed his name under the influence of alcohol after a bet. Happy Adjustable Spanners.
Wow.
Okay, this is a pretty good story about changing names, right? There's a really, really piss-poor football team called Lynham Athletic. So, in order to change their luck and to gain a bit of magic and mojo, every single member of the team changed their names. So they now have Ronaldinho, Ronaldo, Terry, Carragher, Gerrard,
You're kidding
Rooney,
me.
Henry.
Wow. What the hell? Lynham Athletic, what's it called?
Lynham Athletic, yeah. Wayne Rooney is the goalkeeper.
Holy shit. Right. Do they look anything like their namesakes?
No. No, not at all. No, that's not the point.
They didn't...
No, they don't, like, dress up and, like, wear makeup to look like...
Why did Wayne Rooney change... Why did the goalkeeper change his name to Wayne Rooney?
Because he likes Wayne Rooney.
Instead of, like, Van der Sar or some decent goalkeeper.
And nobody had picked it.
I would never choose I would never choose Wayne Rooney. Would you? I mean, if you had to, like, choose between Ronaldo,
well, Ben White,
you know, or like Beckham or someone like that, you know, yeah, I'll have that fat ginger guy who, like, sleeps with old women. Yeah, that's my favourite.
Oh God.
Shut up.
IT worker Thierry Henry, 39, formerly Darren Yeomans.
Thierry Henry. He's not even black, is he?
He is. Oh, yeah, dear. He is.
Oh, so at least that was great.
Yeah.
Thank God for that.
I mean, you know, they don't want to be that weird.
I mean, I have to draw the line somewhere.
Exactly.
You know, if you're going to, like, rename yourself as, like...
Essien's black,
know,
as well.
Canu or something. You know, you don't want to be, like, a bit balding white man, do you?
Well, yeah, I mean, you say that, but Terry is bald. But he's called Terry, so it's not too bad.
John Terry.
Yeah, John Terry used to be called Ian Flash.
Surely he didn't name himself just... Did he?
Yeah, but he's now John Terry.
Oh, not in real life. Oh, you mean the 39-year-old bald guy who's pretending to be John Terry. Right?
Well, I don't know if he's 39.
I thought we were talking about the actual footballer, John Terry.
No.
I was a bit confused.
Gerrard.
Well, that's really good. That's pretty good.
Gerrard used to be called Conor Edgecombe.
Conor Edgecombe. Hmm. It's a very English name.
It's so weird, isn't it? Apparently, the day after they changed their name, they played a football team called the Iron Horse, and they lost 4-1 to them.
Oh, no.
This is in the...
Why didn't they change the name of their football team to, like, All Stars United or something?
Well, they can't, you know, they can't piss around with the team name, but they can piss around with their own names.
Why can't they piss around with the team name? Wasn't there a team that renamed themselves to, like, you were telling me about this, remember?
To Manchester United.
Account networking. No.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Networking Solutions.
Yeah, Total Network Solutions. I think they were from... Are they from Swansea? I'm going to have to Google it to check and get all the facts right.
Fuck the facts. We never really worry about that before.
Oh, no. It's, Oh, God, I can see why they changed their fucking name. They've changed their name back now. But apparently the name of the football club is the New Saints of Ostrestry Town and Clan San Fred Football Club, which is a mix of English and Welsh towns that have formed a football club. But they were originally called, just, you know, as their short name, the New Saints. So it was TNS, the New Saints. And in 1997, they won the Welsh Club, the Welsh Cup, which is like their version of the FA Cup, which meant that they qualified for the European Cup Winners' Cup, which is a big deal. And the local computer company called Total Network Solutions had a sponsorship deal with them for £250,000, which meant that they changed their name from the New Saints to Total Network Solutions. Amazing. So they were officially known as Total Network Solutions FC for 10 years. On the Sky Sports football show, Soccer Saturday, TNS's name is gently mocked by the programme's main presenter, Jeff Stelling. At the end of the day's classified check, if TNS have played and won at home, Stelling invariably uses the now famous catchphrase, "They'll be dancing in the streets of Total Network Solutions tonight."
A classic line.
The two towns that make up the team are 8 miles apart. Isn't that odd? But they're both such tiny towns that they needed two towns on either side of the fucking, you know, one in England and one in Wales to make a football team.
It's quite nice, though, unity. A rare example of harmony in our turbulent times.
Okay, here we go. This is the brilliant name change thing, right? George Garrett, a 19-year-old lad, he changed his name online for just £10. I don't know whether they had a special offer on. He said, "I wanted to be unique, and I decided upon a theme of superheroes." So he has changed his name, legally, to Captain Fantastic, Faster Than Superman, Spider-Man, Batman, Wolverine, The Hulk, and The Flash combined.
Wow.
That is his name, legally.
That's a brilliant name.
Captain Fantastic, Faster Than Superman, Spider-Man, Batman, Wolverine, The Hulk, and The Flash combined.
Holy shit. You could, like, add more to that. Then again, I'm a bit conspicuous. What? Why has he got Batman in there and Spider-Man? They're not exactly.
He hasn't even spelt Spider-Man properly. He hasn't got the hyphen in it.
Spider-Man doesn't have a hyphen in it. What do you mean?
Yes, it does.
Spider-Man?
Yeah.
No one calls him that.
No, everyone calls him that because that's his name and that's how it's spelled. Just check it.
It's not in the films.
Yes, it is.
Look at the films. The film Spider-Man and Spider-Man 2 and Spider-Man 3. There was no hyphen.
With a hyphen, Spider-Man. That's how you spell Spider-Man.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, see how fucking wrong you are. See how fucking wrong you are.
Oh my god, I'm totally wrong. Wow, I've learned something today, although it is completely useless, as usual.
The amazing Spider-Man. That's what he's called. Captain Fantastic, Faster Than Superman, Spider-Man, Batman, Wolverine, The Hulk, and The Flash combined.
That is a legendary name. My God. What would you call yourself if you had to have, like, a really ridiculous name?
Jesus Nails.
Oh, yeah, Jesus Nails. Yeah, we knew that. That is a good one.
My friend Andrew came up with that. God, what do you think it says on his credit cards? It can't say all of that, can it? Maybe it just says Captain Fantastic. But...
Even that's, like, pretty good.
In their fucking names allowed thing, they say that you can't have titles. So why is he allowed captain?
I don't think you're probably allowed the Queen's titles and things.
It all comes down to the Queen, doesn't it?
It does in Britain, yeah. I wonder if they've got a similar thing in America, you know, with like...
We could offer a prize, right? If one of our listeners legally changes their name to Dave Yogpod...
Oh, no.
We will have... We will feature them in an upcoming special Yogpod. They change their name...
Oh, my God.
...to Dave... Exclamation mark Yogpod.
We don't want to make people change their name to this stupid stuff.
Yes, we do.
Can you imagine? People would do it though. We get some complete nutter doing it. We really wouldn't want them on the show.
Yes, we do.
They'd be the kind of people who would. Oh dear.
Dave.
The show.
Dave exclamation mark Yogpod. You know, people will be asking, you know, Dave exclamation mark Yogpod, why did you change your name to that? Saying, yes, because I'm a fan of Simon and Lewis, Zephos and Honeydew, and their videos on YouTube and their Yogpod.
No, but, I mean, it's permanent. When you change your name, you have to go through all this rigmarole and, like, you know, change all your stuff over. It's a lot of work. And then, can you imagine, like, 10 years' time, when we've, like, you know, you've probably died of, like, you know, eating too much or something, and I'm, like... You know, sort of still here playing WoW on my own or whatever. Not bothering anymore to make anything
funny. You've
got
like a framed photograph
of
me
miserable.
Next to your computer monitor that you wistfully look at. And you talk to it sometimes.
From time to time. Yeah, and Dave Yogpod, he's sitting at home, right, with his like wife, you know, Lucy Yogpod, and his young children, Christian... And Lawrence Yogpod, you know, these two boys, and you know, he's taking them off to school, you know, and they're like, Daddy, Daddy, you know, and you know, they probably get called names or something at school, wouldn't they?
Well, they'd be called
what
Yogpod.
What would they be called, you know, because obviously, like,
Poddy.
If your name's Lewis, you know, people call you Lewis Pewis or whatever, don't they?
Do they?
Like Simon, they call you
Simple Simon.
Yeah. What did they call you at school? Like, Simple Simon, Simon Lyman. Like with limes.
What?
I don't know.
That's a terrible nickname.
Pyman.
Simon the Pyman.
Simon Pyman. There you go.
It's mostly Simple Simon.
Yeah.
Because I am simple.
Simple Simon. Ah. Oh. Anyway, what would sort of, you know, I mean, they'd have problems with the surname Yogpod. It's not a nice...
Lewis Pewis.
I can't...
You should change your name to that. So deep,
I can't remember being
change
called that, but I mean, I'm sure I was when I was very young. Infant school.
Mr. Pewis, the doctor will see you now. Lewis Pewis.
Mr. Pewis.
So we definitely want someone to change their name.
Oh, man.
To Dave exclamation mark Yogpod.
Like, can you imagine when he's like an old man as well? Or can you imagine, like, if his son was very, very clever, you know, did very well, Christian Yogpod, he went to sort of Cambridge and, you know, in sort of 20 years' time, he sort of became involved with the, you know, the Labour Party or whatever, and he, like, became Prime Minister. Can you imagine? Prime Minister Yogpod.
Wow. That would be incredible. I was thinking, you know, what if he got into the sciences and he became a physicist? And he discovered a new type of radiation that causes cancer.
Wow. So Yogpod radiation.
Like Yogpod rays.
That is a brilliant idea. Wow. God.
There could be a mathematical constant named the Yogpod.
It would be like a measurement of stuff. And then, you know, it would be like in Star Trek, there'd be sort of, you know, Spock would be looking into the view screen and he'd be like going, Sir! We're getting a reading of 700 Yogpods from that vessel.
Oh, wow. I think like, there should be a special name for over 9,000 Yogpods.
Over 9,000 Yogpods. A Yogpoo.
A Yogpooist.
A Yogpodplex.
Wow. A Yogpodplex. That sounds like a complex of things, like a giant cinema that has a million screens.
Yeah,
like a cineplex.
That'll be like in the future when the Yogpod's like really, you know, famous. We'll build like a shopping centre, and it'll be called the Yogpodplex.
When and, all other forms of entertainment have died out and all that's left is Yogpods.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
God help you if that ever happens, by the way.
That's God terrible, help you. Isn't it? What a terrible thought.
It's a terrifying image.
Think of all the work we'd have to do. Oh, God.
Oh, my God. Nothing would ever get done.
When are they going to invent, like, sexy robot women?
Yeah, like, that's something we've been promised for a long time, along with jetpacks.
Yeah, where's my fucking robot girlfriend? Where's my flying car?
Where is
all this shit?
I mean,
it's the future, we have iPhones!
You fucking scientists. God damn it.
Oh, dear. What if the robots, though, they all have the same face, all robot girlfriends, and the face is Ulrika Johnson. They all look like Ulrika Johnson.
Sorry.
Would you start again?
What was the question?
Would you still have a robot girlfriend?
What
if
was
it's
the really
face?
Weird question? Would I still have a robot girlfriend if it's fake? If they, all of their faces were Ulrika Johnson? Wow. Wow.
You've got to use that out of context. Use that out of context in the Yog Pod, because that is just mind-blowing. How much do you think they'll be worth if you go into the...
How much will they cost?
The Apple store, and they've got robotic women.
The thing is, like, the early models are going to be quite chunky. Size, you know, because like you know, the first
I'm used to that though.
The first,
oh dear,
the first iPods were like you know, quite big.
Now, how big would they be though? Are we talking like the size of a house? That would be kind of cool though, if they were actually a house and you could like move into them. They got like a nice bedroom, a nice lounge, a study area inside their giant robotic. Cavernous vagina.
My God, what? What?
Why do I get the impression you're not giving me 100% of your attention, Lewis?
Sorry, I'm just finishing this quest up. Yeah, it was my fault. I'm gonna stop now. Go rewind a little bit back in time. What were you trying to say to me? Wow, I mean that was very realistic. I think people would actually think that I had rewound you then.
When it's just me making funny noises. Wow, it's incredible.
Wasn't there a song where someone sang like the entire song backwards, and like when you play it backwards, was it like Motorhead or someone or Iron Maiden or something?
Well, there's something called backmasking, I think it's called, where there are hidden messages in music. That are recorded backwards. So you play it backwards and you get the message forwards. So you get like messages from the devil. Thank you.
Everybody kill your friends.
Like that.
Wow. Wow.
Actually, I'm a bit worried of using that with our weird fan base.
Don't kill everyone. I don't see why we have to give this disclaimer.
Don't smear your shit on Keen Barrett's front door.
Don't
kill
do
yourself.
Don't kill your friends, really. Don't. I mean, why are we having to cover ourselves with this stuff? Jesus.
Oh, God.
Also, our families aren't that weird. I don't think we should worry about that. Oh, man.
Apparently, if you play Stairway to Heaven by Led Zeppelin backwards, it
Roll
sounds
Paris
like...
come to your house.
No, Led Zeppelin. Apparently,
yeah,
it
but
says...
Yeah, Paris did a famous cover of it, didn't he? It went like, to, like, number one.
Listen to this. Stairway to Heaven, played backwards, the Led Zeppelin original, says, if there's a bustle in your hedgerow, don't be alarmed now. It's just a spring clean for the May Queen. Yes, there are two paths you can go by. but in the long run, there's still time to change the road you're on. But that same part, people claim that they actually hear, "Here's to my sweet Satan, the one whose little path would make me sad, whose power is Satan. He'll give those with him 666. There was a little tool shed where he made us suffer, sad Satan."
Oh dear. I think this is one of those things where
it's pretty much a whole
like you
load
watch
of
like a Russian dance move like song on YouTube, and like, you know, they're all singing in some weird language and people have like put subtitles on it. It was like a fad about 2 years ago. There were loads of them all over the place. Adam well, and Joe did one, didn't
what?
They? Where they put subtitles over some Songs of Praise episode.
Right, yeah. Woody Allen did that for a whole movie. I think it was his first movie.
Yeah. It's been done for a long time. Misheard lyrics or whatever. Is that what it's called? Something like that? But I don't think we can, like, you know... And even if Led Zeppelin or whoever were, like, you know, saying, "Oh, yes, we need to worship Satan, blah, blah, blah," it's total crap. Because none of this stuff exists, you know?
Oh, God, here we go. You're going on your fucking Dawkins deal with it. Fucking...
Yeah.
Oh, God.
I don't see why people go on the top of that. There's no God!
You realise that you sound just as insane as, like, a fundamentalist when you go on about this. There's no Jesus!
That's not what I do.
That's what you sound like, though.
like a crazed old man.
You sound like some fucking nutter going on, "There's no God! There's no point to anything! No!" It makes you sound like a nutter.
Thanks, man.
Oh, you're welcome, dear. Lewis Puris.
Did you just insult my mother?
Yes. If you play that backwards, it says Lewis's mother has a cavernous vagina.
Wow. I would have thought the robots would have looked more like Nicole Kidman, you know, from that film where she was a robot. Do you remember that? And they like took over. What was it called?
What? She was a robot?
Yeah, that one with... Yeah, where she was like a robot housewife.
Oh, the Stepford Wives.
I've not seen the remake.
I watched the original ages ago.
It's a disaster.
It was quite good. The original was pretty funny. It's not supposed to be funny.
I was thinking
funny,
we
really.
Should have like a weekly feature in the Yogscast where Virian reviews a film. Because she seems to like always talk about films she's been watching. So we could have like a weekly film review by Virian, and then we could ask her questions about the film and say, you know, is it worth going to see or not, and stuff like this. What do you think of that idea?
I think it's a terrible idea.
Right, okay. Well, let's go with it anyway, since I think it's a good idea.
Sure. Yeah, why not? Let's go for it.
Well, what else... Well, thing is, I was also thinking we should have, like, more, maybe, like, a segment each week of focusing on a little bit of chat with someone in the guild. Like, you know, talking about Yoey or Mandos or Sips or someone like that, you know?
Oh, Jesus.
What? What's wrong with that idea? I don't see you coming up with any feature ideas.
What we could do is... What we could have is we could have Virian... Virian doing film reviews, and we can talk to Yoey about, I don't know, the economy or something.
The economy?
Yes. So we've got a section about film reviews, we've got a section about the economy.
Why don't we just get a sports section, you know, Mirius can talk about football.
No, he doesn't know anything about sports. You should have him talk about, you know, scientific discoveries.
All right, great scientific discoveries.
Instead of using like a scientific journalist or something, we should just use Mirius.
As if we know any of them. You know.
Yeah. What would Lamadia talk about though? What would Hannah talk about?
But no, relationships, like things like that, and girlfriends and things.
She could be the agony aunt.
How to get a girlfriend, yeah. She'd, like, sort out our listeners' problems.
Yeah.
If...
Okay.
Yeah.
If any listeners
problems
with girls, let's face it, you all have.
Well, just write in. Write in.
You know, maybe you're banging too many and you don't know what to do. So if any of our listeners do have trouble with women and they want to hear from a woman how women think and what they can do to make themselves more desirable to a woman.
Get into the mind of a woman.
Into the mind of woman. That's what we could call the segment. Into the mind of woman.
Right, do you want to do a jingle?
Into the mind of woman. Into the mind.
Right, I'll put...
Into the mind of woman.
Why is that with a deep voice?
Woman. Into
of
the
woman.
Mind. Into the mind
of woman.
Right, that's the jingle.
There we go.
Good. So
and then we
that.
Have Hannah. Hannah
we'll
talks
do that next
about,
week.
You know, women like things like butterflies and strawberries and pink things and lace and cushions. Hope this helps. There we go. That's our segment.
That is a pretty standard female, you know, exclamation. Tee-hee. Good. Well, we'll do that next week. Any other ideas for features? So we got Into the Mind of Woman. Yogi's Economy segment. Why is Yogi going to talk about the economy?
Because he works with an awful lot of money. Whether
he does.
It be...
He knows what to do with his money.
Yeah, exactly. He goes clothes
we'll
shopping
talk to Yowie
about
what
times
to do with
a week.
His money.
That's what he says. He buys new clothes 4 times a week. The guy's loaded.
So what shall we call that? What shall we call that segment? Yohi's Economy? The Yohi Mitsu Report? Something like that.
Economy Mitsu. Economitsu. Economitsu.
Yeah.
Economitsu. Economitsu.
Yeah. Alright.
And we can have a very short
with
snippet of Money by Pink Floyd. Dun, 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 dun,
money.
Dun, 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 dun. And that's all we can use legally.
I was thinking of
bit.
Money, money. That's not the right song, is it, either?
Gimme a man after midnight. No.
Yoey could cover that as well, to be honest. Alright, sorry. What's the Pink Floyd song?
Dun 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 dun. And it's got like jingling of cash registers and all that at the start. You must know this. Yeah, exactly.
Economitsu. Economitsu with Yoey. Yoey Mitsu.
Good. Right, that's that one sorted out. Okay. That's two features we can do next week.
We've got film reviews.
Virion's film review. Yeah.
We've got to make this sound as girly as possible.
I was thinking of doing like a Harry Hill style. Virion's film review of the week.
It's got to be something dainty and ladylike.
No, but she doesn't necessarily watch dainty films. She was talking about Alien versus Predator the other day.
Well, that would be good. That would be, you know, the change of gears between the styles of the jingle
and the actual
content. Would actually be quite funny. Love is like a butterfly. This is Virion's film reviews.
Wow. Okay, I'll copy and paste that one. We'll use that. Wow, we've come up with some really good ideas here, man. We've got almost got a plan for once.
What about letters or correspondence with our listeners?
Letters from the listeners. Yog Podettes or something like that? Yog, what could we call our listeners?
Yog Podettes, is that what we're going to call them?
Yeah.
Oh my god.
What's wrong with that?
That is awful.
Yog Pod Ears? Like
Yog
Rocketeers? Yog Pod Ear?
Yog Podettes.
Pod. No, maybe it's like
the Podettes.
A pod. Pod, like an astronaut, like a pod naught. Yog naught. The Yog naughts.
The Yog naughts.
What's wrong with that? Yeah, can we use that?
Sure, let's go with that. The Yognauts.
Okay, so letters from the Yognaut.
It's letters.
Letters
from the Yawgnauts.
Right, well, you're in charge of jingles, so that's very good. Okay, well, I mean, I'm not sure we're going to use all of these features every week, but we'll certainly endeavour to do so. So that's what you've got to look forward to. The future of the Yawgpod.
I hope that listeners realise that we're probably not going to use any of this, any of these ideas, and that the next Yawgpod will just be the usual shit and will not contain any new features whatsoever, because we couldn't
so
be
don't
asked
get your hopes
to do
up.
It. Yeah, don't.
Yeah.
We don't want to set you up for a fall here, so don't get too excited. How many listeners do we actually have? Is it something like 700 or something? Was that our numbers?
Something like that, yeah. Yeah, it's about 700, I think.
We've got 2,000 subscribers.
Out there.
Why don't they all listen to the Yawgpod?
A lot of them can't figure out how to use iTunes and stuff. It's quite complicated.
I'm a Yawgpod listener! I don't know how to
use it. A Yawgnaut. Use it.
I'm a Yawgnaut, and I don't know how to use to our phone. iTunes. How do you make subscription? How do you work? I don't understand.
Hello.
I'm a Yawgnaut. I'm a Yawgnaut. Hello.
What's your name? How
my
old
name,
are you as well?
My name is, it's Dave! Yawgnaut. I've fucked
okay.
up.
Okay.
I've fucked up in the deep hole.
It's okay. That can happen a lot, you know, because if your spelling or your handwriting's not very good, you know, you can end up with a different name than you picked.
It's my brain. My brain isn't good. It's not my writing. It's my brain.
Okay, sir. Dave. Dave?
Dave! Exclamation mark! Yawgnaut.
Mr. Yawgnaut, it's very nice to speak with you.
Call me Dave!
How old are you?
I'm 47 and a half years old.
Yeah, that's exactly how old you sound. I didn't know you were still counting in halves when you were that old, though. You know, typically you tend to only, you know, use numbers in the halves when you're about nine. How old are you, darling? Oh, I'm 9 and a half. Right, okay. You know, it's like, but you kind of, you know, you don't. And then it makes a comeback when you're very, very old, doesn't it? Like old people, you say, oh, how old are you, dear? And she says, oh, I'm 97 and a half years old.
Oh, my God. I love that voice. I love that voice. That's wonderful.
My old woman voice.
Hello.
I love your old... Oh, my God.
My granny voice.
Hello. Who's that? This is Dave.
Hello.
Hello.
This is Maureen.
Hello, Maureen.
It's good to hear from you.
It's good to hear from you too, Maureen. Where do you know where Lewis is?
Would you like to come round for a cup of tea?
A cup of tea? Have you got any digestive biscuits?
Yeah.
I like my digestive biscuit.
Of course I have. Plenty.
Have you listened to the latest Yawgpod, Maureen?
Oh, yes, I can get it on the wireless.
On the wireless? Have you got a wireless network? A wireless router, Maureen?
Yes. Sir, iTunes.
iTunes?
My grandson set it up. His name's Lewis Pewis. He's got a lovely girlfriend. Looks rather like Ulrika Johnson.
Oh, she's a lovely woman, Ulrika Johnson.
She's a... What happened to my voice there? What was that?
Ulrika Johnson.
I can hear your chin wobbling when you talk.
I have to do that to do the voice, though. You have to move your mouth in such a weird way.
Ulrika Johnson.
Wow.
Let's just give up on that. Just give up.
I don't know what we've done.
I don't know.
What have we done?
I've no idea. That's a new feature for the Yawgpod. Stupid voices of the week.
Old people chat.
Oh, bloody hell, Maureen. Me hips are giving me such terrible jip.
You seem to have aged about 10 years since we last spoke as well.
I don't know what you're talking about. I'm 47 and a half years old.
Sound like
I turned into
of...
the storm giant guy. Did you? Oh, my.
Yeah, the constipated old man. You started off as sort of, you know, a builder or a plumber or someone who comes around to, like, mend, you know, something like sewage leaking out of your tap or whatever. Oh God, can you imagine if that started happening?
Oh, that's horrible. You're like washing your face. Oh God.
You know, you've just got out of the shower and you're like, you know, you're blinking a little bit in the sort of, you know, and you haven't got your glasses on and you're like a bit thirsty, so you turn the tap on. It's like, oh, just take a nice mouthful. This water's a bit warm.
Oh, no, why would you drink? Why would you drink from the fucking tap in the bathroom? What's wrong with you?
Don't you do that?
You're not supposed to drink from the tap in the bathroom.
You can.
That's the dirty water.
No. It's fine.
It's like two lines of water that go into your house. The clean, delicious water and the dirty, filth water.
Actually, there are.
And the bathroom has the dirty, filth
water. Do you know what those
water.
Two lines are? They're the hot water and the cold water. Because you're not supposed to drink cold water from the hot water tap because it has been previously heated.
Plumbing chat with Lewis!
And is more likely to contain bacteria and stuff like this.
So our newest weekly feature.
Plumbing chat.
Lewis talking about
plumbing. Well, I'm quite knowledgeable, but no, I'm not. I'm not at all.
So this isn't going to be a very regular
Well, I could find things to talk about, plumbing
your
chat,
knowledge
if you want.
Slacking.
But I'd rather, like, Dave.
I'd love that. I would love that so much.
Well, this week's plumbing tip, we might as well do it now, is don't drink cold water from the hot water tap because it's more likely to have bacteria in it because it was heated to a warm, balmy temperature. And also your hot water tank is more likely to be impure.
And don't smear shit onto your barrister's door.
Don't do that.
And don't
kill any of your family members or anything like that, no. What else have people learned from this episode? Oh yeah, right in.
You know when Stan Collymore...
Right.
Stan Collymore beat Ulrika Johnson.
Now, for the people who aren't
He's all over the papers.
Either 35 years old or British, Stan Collymore was quite a famous footballer back in the day.
90% of our listeners are from the United States, aren't they? They don't know who Ulrika Johnson is. Oh... She's from Sweden.
Came to Britain and like became quite a sort of popular as a television presenter about 35 years ago. And she's sort of, you know, continued having a...
Why are you exaggerating? It's not that long ago.
I think it is.
But yeah, her boyfriend, who was a footballer, a very good footballer, who played for Manchester United at one point, beat her up. And... this sounds terrible, but you can't help but think, good for him.
No, I don't. No, don't. I don't think so. Stan Collymore.
If there was any woman,
name, Stan Collymore,
if there was any woman
it?
that needed a bit of a slap, it was Ulrika Johnson.
I'm surprised he kept his
and
name.
Stan Collymore was the man you stepped
Stan
up.
Collymore. I mean, that's the kind of name that I would associate with your old man voice, you know? Maybe that was his real name before he changed it to Dave Yogpod.
Before I was called Dave! Yognort.
Yognort.
I was called Stanley.
Yognort. I forgot about that already.
Yognort.
Fuck me, that's a really.
You gotta remember. Gotta remember. We're calling everyone who's listening to this right now. You are the Yognort.
We will have forgotten almost all of this by next week. You know that.
Yeah. By tomorrow, we'd have forgotten all. Like, why are they calling each other Yognorts? What's going on? Why are we getting these messages about Yognorts?
We should have some sort of a secret sort of code. Well, no, this is something which Adam and Joe did, isn't it? They've got their
code. Adam and Joe. Yeah, if you're in a crowded place and you want to determine if there are any other Yogpod listeners around you, Yognorts. You have to stand up, salute.
Yognorts. It sounds like a children's club, doesn't it? It sounds like something you like have to send off and get a badge for. Join the Yognorts. It's like 50 pence and you get like a certificate saying you're a Yognort and like a pen.
Look, right. If you want to find out if there are anyone's around you who is also a Yognort, as well as yourself, you stand up, you salute, and you say, "I am Dave!" Exclamation mark, Yawgnort.
You stand up and salute. See... Why do you salute? And how is the salute executed? I'd like to be interested.
Like Rimmer's. You have to salute like Rimmer from Red Dwarf.
Oh, what? So you raise your right arm around and then spin it around as if it was some sort of windmill, and then slap it onto your forehead, basically.
Yes, with an audible slap.
Okay.
And then you yell out, "I am Dave!" Exclamation mark, Yawgnort. And if you hear someone do this, you have to respond.
You have to do exactly the same. You have to just do exactly the same. You have to stand up straight. Do a salute.
This is madness. This is madness. Just the thought of two people doing this. Oh my god.
Just like someone doing it and then someone else actually recognising what it was and they're doing it in reply.
Doing exactly the same thing. It's not even like a Marco Polo thing. It's a Marco thing.
Yeah, brilliant. Wow. If any one of our listeners, by some whatever bizarre coincidence, ever sees anyone doing that and then does it in return, or if you get it done to in return, you have to contact us. I mean,
people just make it up.
There's going to be no way.
No.
Yeah.
It's not going to happen to start with. Never going to happen. I just kind of like the thought of a socially awkward 15-year-old lad just standing up in the middle of a busy train station saluting.
Or like in assembly or something.
I am Dave! Exclamation mark! Yawgnort!
Yawgnort.
Yawgnort. Oh yeah, Yawgnort. Sorry. Oh, God.
Oh, it doesn't matter. We'll get used to that. It's a new concept.
Yeah.
It takes a while.
It's mind-blowing, and we need to readjust our blown minds to this concept. Cool. I think that's enough. Save this recording. Don't lose it.
That was very enjoyable.